Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
This is Yanni Washington Smith, and if you enjoyed Harlem Queen, you're really going to enjoy my new limited series titled 1972. Which takes us on the incredible and powerful journey of Angela Davis's capture and trial, while at the same time we join Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm on her campaign trail for the presidency of the United States.
Congresswoman Chisholm, I'm a reporter from the Brooklyn College newspaper. Thank you for coming to speak to the student union today. Do you mind answering a few questions before you take the stage?
I don't mind. That's why I'm here.
So, when are you going to run for president?
I am black and a woman, and most people in this country will not vote for a black woman for president.
When are you going to break that way of thinking?
Don't you think you should be in school, Jonathan?
It's the best education for a black man in America, and I want to see my brother George every chance I can get, even if he is wearing shackles.
His face lights up every time he sees you.
Lights up when he sees you too, Angela.
But why don't you speak first, Jonathan?
I'd rather you do the talking.
How does this sound? Can you hear me?
I stand here before you as your state representative in Congress, urging each and every one of you people to speak up and speak out. Your voice, your vote is your power.
And the power belongs to the people. And we want freedom for the Soledad brothers. We will march to the San Rafael courthouse to support our brothers who are fighting for justice in this unjust system. The prison system is a system of repression. It is clear that the government views black and brown people as the most dangerous elements in the society because we are ready to rebel.
If this society's racism, anti-feminism, anti-humanism is not eradicated, there will be a very real, full-scale revolution in the streets.
We are the revolutionaries. We must not lose our desire for freedom and our will to struggle for liberation. Nixon and Reagan could make any one of us an object to their policy of repression. They don't want us to speak out against the war, poverty, and racism. But we are the fighters.
And I am a fighter. I'm a congresswoman, part of the establishment, but I am fighting from within the system. There are only two ways to create change for black people in this country, either politically or by open armed revolution. As Malcolm said, the ballot or the bullet. For me, the choice was the ballot. I believe I was right. I hope America, which is so invested in the status quo, never proves me wrong. Malcolm said, you get freedom by letting your enemy know you'll do anything to get your freedom. You have to take it.
We will take the keys that will open the gates to our freedom and liberation. Power to the people.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not. It's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother!
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal.
Yeah.